Let's talk to Chuck Thies. He's a Washington, D.C. political analyst. He's also former Mayor Vincent Gray campaign manager and a regular guest here on Mornings on the Mall. Chuck, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning on a dreary day.
Yes, it is dreary. You've picked the word of the day. I was out there. I was looking through the window just a moment ago. I said, it is dreary out there. And in Washington, D.C., if you were to look at the politics of D.C., you might think the same thing. You'd say, wow, this is dreary. Because there's all these education scandals, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and they each subsequently seem to have sucked Muriel Bowser into them. There's corruption all over D.C. Yet the filing deadline to run for mayor in Washington, D.C. is literally tomorrow. That's the election deadline in D.C. And it doesn't appear, unless you have news for me, Chuck, that anyone is going to mount a real challenge to Muriel Bowser.
Well, I wish I had news because we can do much, much, much better than Muriel Bowser. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, there is no news that I'm aware of. People speculated that former Mayor Vincent Gray would be running. Although I can't break news for him, it doesn't appear that he's running. By now, he would have filed and needed to pick up petitions in order to qualify for the ballot. The deadline's 5 p.m. tomorrow evening. So it certainly doesn't appear as though he's running. Other candidates were talked about. Robert White, who's an at-large council member. He's a new face on the council. He's been one of the few council members that has spoken up regarding the education scandals. His name was tossed around as a potential candidate. But again, it's really too late for anyone to go to the Board of Elections, pick up their petitions, collect 2,000 signatures, and file them by 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Why not? Why is no one challenging her?
Well, I think, the recent scandals are recent. And prior to that, she was polling well. She had $2 million in the bank, and there didn't seem to be an opening. With regard to Vince Gray, it's really unfortunate. What we saw in 2014 when he was mayor was the Justice Department weaponized, and they used a concerted smear campaign to drive him out of office. And of course, we see that today. We see the Justice Department weaponized. What was done to Vince is indelible. And the damage done to his reputation, in particular in the white community and among new voters, people who didn't know him well, people who don't know his career in public service, that damage is indelible. And so it's very difficult for him to run a citywide campaign and win. For other new candidates, people who haven't run for mayor before, the $2 million, the support of the Washington Post is very daunting. And so, that makes Bowser a tough nut to crack. These scandals began to eat away at the public's confidence in her, I don't think most politicians saw her as someone who could be defeated.
You just mentioned the Justice Department being weaponized against Vince Gray, and then you said it's currently being weaponized as well. Does Vince Gray think that the Justice Department has been weaponized against Donald Trump?
I don't speak for Vince. I haven't talked to him specifically about that, so I don't have an answer.
But would you ask him? I'd like to know the answer. That'd be an interesting answer, I think.
I can certainly tell you this. I was with Vince Gray on election night in 2016, and on the general election night when he was elected to serve on the D.C. Council. And there was a lot of talk, and I have spoken with him about this. There was a lot of talk about the reopening of the case versus Hillary Clinton that Comey did about 10 days before Election Day.
Yep.
That certainly appears to many people as another example of weaponizing the Justice Department. And what I've told people, D.C. is about 85% Democratic. And what I've told my fellow Democrats is that if you were silent when the Justice Department smeared Vince Gray a week before an election, then don't complain when the Justice Department smears Hillary Clinton a week before the election. Because if you let it happen to Vince and sat there silently, you can expect it to happen again.
Well, I want to talk about the D.C. school scandals, because there seems to be more than one here. Are these just going to just fade away now because she's not going to be challenged? She's going to remain mayor. Does this just all go away now and that's it?
No, I don't think so, because there's at least two investigations. The D.C. Inspector General is investigating the circumstances around which the former chancellor cheated the school lottery and what, if any, Mayor Bowser's involvement was in that. She has now provided three different statements that contradict one another about her knowledge of it. So the inspector general is investigating that. And at the same time, and probably more significantly, the FBI is investigating Mayor Bowser's school administration and trying to determine what and who had a role in cooking the books. Fraudulent attendance records, fraudulent graduation rates. These are serious crimes. I don't think most people understand that cooking the books in a public school system can be a federal crime. In Atlanta, people went to jail for the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's time for the mayor to speak up for herself and explain all of this. But meanwhile, it's a little weird and almost spineless that there aren't people that who are failing to mount an opposition here against her, because they have she has a lot of vulnerabilities that they could exploit and actually run a good campaign for office. Now, let me just move over to something else real quick. This is dominating D.C. There's a D.C. council member by the name of Trayon White Sr. He represents Ward 8 in the southernmost portion of D.C. It's a poor community, but he has said a couple things in the last few days, and apparently now it's getting renewed interest. First, here's his explanation for snowfall last week.
Man, it just started snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. This climate manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate.
And then, meanwhile, he also said this earlier in the year, in February, I believe, about the Rothschilds and the World Bank. Listen.
I guess one of the things I'm in question about was that there's this whole concept with the Rothschilds to control the World Bank, as we all know, infusing dollars into major cities.
That was during a mayor's council breakfast, and nobody seemed to speak out against him. What is going on in city government exactly?
Well, I mean, that's the big issue that I have, is that so these things that Trayon said, both on his Facebook live broadcast and at a D.C. council hearing, he's clearly done some research into this conspiracy theory about the Rothschilds. And if you've done that research, you kind of bump up against some serious anti-Semitism. It's hard to have the knowledge that he seems to have about this conspiracy theory and not also understand that it's a thinly veiled anti-Semitic smear. So what really troubles me, though, is let's just say he didn't know about the anti-Semitic stuff. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He sat in a D.C. council meeting with two colleagues that are Jewish, and he espoused these theories. No one said a word to him during the meeting. No one. And if you didn't want to confront him in front of the live cameras, that's fine. I respect that. But shouldn't one of his colleagues tapped him on the shoulder afterwards and said, hey, man, you don't want to say that again. And here's why. It's just going to cause trouble for yourself. It's also insane to believe that some banking organization is controlling the weather.
Yes.
But you really don't want to offend people with anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Because if somebody was actually in charge, they wouldn't be planning snow for the first day of spring. This is kind of crazy. Anyway.
Well, and if someone was in charge and actually wanted to up real estate values, you think they would make it like sunny Florida all the time. That seems to be a model for success.
Chuck, you're piercing through with facts. I really appreciate that. Chuck Thies, D.C. political analyst and a guy who works with Mayor Vince Gray in the past. I appreciate it as always, Chuck. You join us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Have a great day.